This guy's been missed for the last week or so. In fact, our main man, Greg Giannotti, pulled me aside the other day and he said, JJ, where's your boy Spread Investor been? I miss him. I miss him on the drive in. Well, Gio, if you're listening, he's back and he's back by popular demand. James Alberino, check him out, thespreadinvestor.com. Follow him on Twitter at Spread Investor. Spread, what's happening, brother? How you doing?
You know, 5-6 inches of snow and about 35 degree weather right now, but we plow through and we get the segment in. So happy to be back.
No, that's the way to do it, Spread. And listen, it was a struggle. There's no doubt. It was an absolute struggle to get in. It was a little easy to digest the awful weather and the Syracuse no-show against UConn when you have Seattle take care of business against the Green Bay Packers. That was a really fun game. But, Spread, explain to me what the hell Mike McCarthy was doing at the end of that game. It's 4th and 2. You only have one timeout remaining. You have the best quarterback, the most talented quarterback in the world. How in the world are you punting the ball back to Russell Wilson there? I know football guy move is going to say, oh, there's a lot of time, you punt it there. But I thought that was hideous coaching. I thought it was a monumental mistake. And don't be surprised if we look at this decision in this game, in this loss, as the end of Mike McCarthy in Green Bay.
Yeah, it was bad. You have to take the chance in that case, and you have to challenge the deep pass to the left at the end, and they mismanaged timeouts. It's bad, and it sucks. I admittedly, I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers fan, probably my favorite player in the NFL. And to watch Green Bay lose three really, really tight games for things that are out of control of the quarterback, I mean, this, then you have the fumble with Ty Montgomery versus the Rams. You have the Aaron Jones fumble when the game was tied versus the Patriots. Fumbles in the red zone. It sucks. Green Bay is not as bad as their record shows, and they're most likely now going to miss the playoffs because of a couple of just really unfortunate scenarios. So, brutal.
Spread, the Packers go to Minnesota next week. And I know we'll get to the Vikings in their Sunday night game with Chicago in a little bit. Is the Packers season, in your opinion, on the line next Sunday? Do the Packers have enough in them to go to a place like Minnesota and go on one of those magical Aaron Rodgers type runs? Or did you get the sense watching them against Seattle here, they're all but cooked in 2018?
You can never count Aaron Rodgers out, especially after what happened 2 years ago. But the McCarthy drama and him being on the hot seat, it wasn't as hot 2 years ago as it is now. Now, it's becoming so much of a pattern, them losing these late games. It's tough because it's going to take a lot more than an Aaron Rodgers heater to turn this around. And they've got injuries on both sides. So I'm usually optimistic about this team. I have concerns.
Spread, it's amazing.
They would need a lot to happen.
It's amazing, Green Bay in the position that they're in. And you know what else is amazing, my friend? The fact that we're getting ready for this weekend, the fact that we're getting ready for Sunday, and yet the highlight of the football weekend, you and I both know, is Monday night. And that's where we're going to begin, because I think we have the two best teams, or two to three best teams in all football going at it. Mahomes and the high-powered Kansas City Chiefs taking on Goff and Gurley and the 9-1 Los Angeles Rams. Spread, before we get to anything, has your opinion of this game changed at all with the change in venue? The NFL getting it right, moving it out of Mexico City, putting the game in Los Angeles with the sloppy field conditions and whatnot. Did you have a lean one way or another, and was it swayed, if any, by the change in venue?
I lean Chiefs from the beginning, and that hasn't changed just because of the venue. I think the Chiefs have only gotten better as the season's gone on, and I can make a very strong case that the Rams have slipped up and their margin for error has trimmed over the past couple weeks. The Rams' run defense is atrocious. They gave up 273 yards last week to the Seahawks. They've closed the gap the past couple weeks. Marcus Peters has been shredded 3 weeks in a row, and without Aqib Talib, they're just not as strong. Now, the Chiefs' defense is not very good, but their pass rush and their front seven has gotten better over the season. I don't think there's any shot that Mahomes gets stopped by the Rams defense. You could target both cornerbacks right now for against LA. And you could play keep away a lot against them with how much they get gashed on the ground. So I lean Chiefs. The line's moved in the Chiefs' favor. They're getting 3.5 points. I would not touch the Rams in this case, but a very entertaining game nonetheless.
James Del Barino, check him out on Twitter, at Spread Investor. We're getting you ready for Week 11 across the board in the NFL. And Spread, it's pretty remarkable, the Jacksonville Jaguars, after making it to the AFC title game a year ago, with that defense, to look the way that they have looked all year, to lose at Indianapolis last Sunday. They are now 3-6. They're a 5-point dog against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this is a game that NBC had in the primetime window. Flexed it out and moved it to 1 o'clock. Jacksonville, do they have any sort of a pulse left? And here's the other thing I wonder. The Steelers, historically speaking, have been owned by Jacksonville. They knocked them out of the playoffs last year. Do you get the sense this is a game Pittsburgh has had circled on their calendar all year and they can't wait to beat the living daylights out of Jacksonville? Or do you get the sense here, Spread, that this is going to be like a last stand type game for the Jaguars and they show us somewhat of a pulse during this 2018 season?
I like the Steelers in this game, and I think the fact that Lev Bell did not show up helps the Steelers even more. I think this is a shove it in Jacksonville's face game and also Le'Veon Bell. If you remember, Le'Veon Bell was talking about his contract last year, 2 days before that playoff game where they lost to the Jaguars. That did not help their case in any way, shape, or form. You should not be talking finances 2 days before a big game. A team who had already beaten them by 21 in the regular season meeting. So I think this is a game where the Steelers, this is as humble as the Steelers have been in a very long time. Everyone from Mike Tomlin down to Antonio Brown has been way more humble. And Jaguars defense is a shell of what they were last year. The offense is a disaster. I know they get Fournette back, but they just lost their starting center now. I think this is the Steelers shoving it in Le'Veon Bell's face that we don't need you, and we're going to prove that we lost to this team twice last year with you. Okay, you don't want to show up now? Now let's blow the doors open in Jacksonville. I like Steelers this week as my best bet.
How about that? Best bet, getting it early. Steelers land a 5, according to Spread. And Spread, on the same sort of theme, you have Atlanta coming off as hideous a loss as I've seen all year. On the road against Cleveland, everybody was thinking Atlanta had figured a lot of things out, and then they go there and they lay a complete egg. Do you get the sense Atlanta is going to be able to get off the mat and get back to where they need to be against Dallas, who now is feeling really good about themselves after the big win they had on Sunday night? Or is it now time to officially bury the 2018 Atlanta Falcons?
I'm not burying them, but I don't like it from a betting perspective, because what's the Falcons' strength? Their offense. They're going up against what Dallas's strength is, which is their defense. Ironic to say, but Dallas's defense is stronger than their offense this year. And Atlanta's weakness is their defense. So you could, Dallas could overcome their offensive flaws because they're going up against a really flawed defense. I don't think it's a good matchup to lay points. It's probably going to be a close game. No betting value, in my opinion. It's a pass.
Spread, has there been a team more impressive and more surprising over the last 4 or 5 weeks than the Los Angeles Chargers? Because I know you and I have been on their bandwagon basically all year, but they've been doing this without Joey Bosa. You look at the Chargers, they have 2 losses. One is to the Kansas City Chiefs. The other is to the LA Rams. Aside from that, they're undefeated. They're 7-2. They're hosting the Denver Broncos this week. Are you surprised the line is as low as it is with Denver, a 7-point dog against this powerhouse of a Charger team?
I am. I thought the line would be about 8.5 or 9, but I imagine because of the division game that the spread's on a little bit higher. I don't see a letdown for the Chargers at any point. They're still chasing the Chiefs in the standings, and they're getting momentum back with Bosa possibly playing on Sunday. I don't know if I like the 7, but to tease it down and just wait on a Chargers outright, that's got to be one of the best, if not the best, teaser of the week. For as long as they trail the Chiefs in the standings, I will keep riding the Chargers going forward.
Spread is pretty crazy. The winner of Houston and Washington is going to be 7-3 on the year. Now, some will say, going back to the preseason, shouldn't be that surprised with Houston. I know I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. I know they had all sorts of lofty expectations. But remember, they started off 0-3. This is a team that lost to the New York Giants, for goodness sakes. Now they're trying to get this 7th straight win. Washington was thoroughly outplayed last week by Tampa Bay. It made me sick because I had Tampa Bay laying the 3. Tampa Bay had no business losing a game, but Washington was opportunistic, forced a couple of turnovers, scored a couple of late touchdowns, ended up winning. Houston, Washington, who's got a better chance of getting a 7-3?
Houston. Washington's just really banged up. Offensive line's a disaster. I can't bet on them. I couldn't for the life of me understand why people were betting Tampa Bay against Washington last week. It was just all confusing. But to this game's point, I don't see Washington really playing strong. Josh Norman, you heard him say in an interview last week that he doesn't like playing at home because the fans always jump down their throat. I don't know how that's going to go over well with the Washington fans. Their offense doesn't stretch the field. They average 18 points per game their last 6. Going up against a good defense now off a bye. Texans, the only thing that concerns me about betting the Texans is they have a nice, comfy lead in the division standings right now. And they don't really need this game that badly. But all signs point to a Texans win and cover.
Well, Spread, I was one of those idiots you were talking about who took Tampa Bay last week. And I'll be honest with you, Spread, I don't regret it because the total yardage would tell you Tampa Bay should have won the game going away. And it just goes to show you, Spread, what total yards can mean in any given Sunday, my friends. So, of course, you know it, man. Listen, it may have been the right read. It blew up in my face. We're chatting with James Alvarino, the Spread Investor, getting you ready for Week 11. Spread. The Philadelphia Eagles, they had one of the more stunning performances of last week, losing at home to the Dallas Cowboys. They are clearly in the middle of a Super Bowl hangover. Carson Wentz is not the same player he was last year. They're 4-5. They go down to New Orleans to take on an 8-1 Saints team. Call me crazy, but am I crazy to think Philadelphia is going to go down there and give you a real big effort? I know they've been terrible on defense. I know Wentz hasn't played as well as he did last year, but something tells me because of the gravity and the stakes of this game for Philadelphia, they're going to give you their best effort of the year. I'm not saying it's going to be good enough to win, but I expect them to show up here on Sunday. I really do.
Oh, no doubt. I don't think any of the losses that they've had is due to a lack of effort. I think they're just flawed in a couple of really big areas. They don't have a run game now without Ajayi. I personally thought that along with a lot of other people, that Golden Tate coming in, especially with an extra week with the bye to prepare, their offense would be a lot better and a little bit different of a look. That didn't happen. Defensively, with Darby out, that's huge because now who's covering Michael Thomas? You're going to have you need your top cornerback to cover Michael Thomas. Darby was going to lose to Thomas as it is. Now, of course, Thomas is going to win that matchup pretty easily. And the defensive line doesn't have the depth that it had last year. They lost a couple guys in free agency. You have Elodie Nada, isn't 100% healthy. That's huge. There's just a lot of concerns with this team, and they'll give you max effort. Wentz will never let the team give anything less than max effort, but, man, I don't know. And the Saints, it's tricky betting 9 points, taking 9 points against the Saints because this is not a traditional NFL offense. This team could put up 45, 50 points. So a 9-point spread could be 6, 6.5 in comparison to other teams. I'm not laying the 9. I'm teasing it down. I like a Saints and a Chargers teaser this week. And it's another – the Eagles are reminding me of the Packers, a team with a good quarterback, and a team that you want to root for and they should win, but it just does not feel like the Eagles' year this year.
Spread, Sunday Night Football, it is the Minnesota Vikings on the road taking on the Chicago Bears. Minnesota has definitely ridden the roller coaster at some points this year. They had a brutal loss. We remember it well against the Buffalo Bills. They have bounced back quite nicely. I think they're still the team to beat here in the NFC North with the Packers struggling. still uncertainty about the Chicago Bears, but this is statement game for Nagy, for Trubisky, for this young Bears group. If they are going to be looked at as the team to beat in the NFC North, you find a way to win this game at home. Do you have a read? Do you have a feel on the big showdown in the NFC North?
I like the Vikings in this game getting 3 points, and my handicap is pretty simple here. I think the Bears, because they've won a number of blowouts over the past month and a half, I think that hurts them in this situation. They've won 4 of their last 6 games by double digits, and they've lost the other 2 games, the close ones. I don't think they've excelled in close game situations, and they haven't been in that many late game situations where the margin's been close. This game predictably should be close, and I think that's going to put the Bears in a situation that they haven't been used to. The Vikings have been together and have been in this situation a little bit longer, especially on the defensive side. I like the Vikings to come in off the bye, a little extra prep for this game, come in and beat the Bears outright.
All right, Spread, it's now time, my friend, for your best bets of week 11. You already told us the Steelers, your best bet of the week. What else you got?
Steelers, Vikings, and the T's with the Chargers and the Saints. You're going to have the Chargers at -1, and you have the Saints at -3. You have the option to buy the 0.5 and take the 2.5 to avoid the loss on a tie in a teaser. But those are my top three. Like I said, and if you're just tuning in to this and missed the read earlier in the Steelers, I would wait to bet the Steelers because this line moved down from +6 to +5 for the Jaguars. And I think the average person would say, well, that's a red flag to not bet the Steelers. But we've all seen this entire year. The quote-unquote sharp money is betting home dogs, regardless of how bad they are. They've bet the Giants almost every week. They've bet the Browns almost every week. The quote-unquote sharp money plays the long-term game. They have certain rules that they go by. Home dog getting a certain amount of points, they bet it every time. Because all they're looking to do is bet a long-term and churn out a long-term profit. I think that is the same case in this game. And I think you could get 4.5, potentially 4 by the time kickoff comes. And I would not be alarmed at that being a red flag for the Steelers. I think all signs point to this is a Steelers pounce over a team who bullied them last year and is not in the same state as they were last year. Take the Steelers in this game and wait till Sunday as late as you can.
My man, James Alberino, Spread Investor. Check him out on Twitter, @SpreadInvestor. Joins us each and every football Friday right here on The Fan. Spread, good stuff. Good to have you back in action. Enjoy the games, and I'm sure we will be in touch on Monday about where we're going to be watching the Chiefs and the Rams. Isn't that right?
We will. Scoreboard should be lighting up, and hopefully we won't have to trek through some NYC snow.
And hopefully they'll do a better job of cleaning up this time around. Spread, good stuff. Enjoy your weekend.
Talk soon.
The best, James Alberino, the Spread Investor.